到我们过犯错的之后的需要。
He saw our needs after we have sinned.
这是神的心啊。
And this is the heart of God.
也愿意，我们也祷告求神，让我们充满这种的心。
And if God is willing, when we pray, we ask that we can have this heart filled in us.
看到别人过错之外的后的需要。
To look at the needs of people after they have committed faults.
当然，先要看到自己过错之后的需要。
Of course, we have to first see the fault, our needs after our sins and faults.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
上的，的题目啊，和平的福音。
Thank God we continue this morning's topic, the Gospel of Peace.
我们早上提到和平福音里面的第一个步骤，与神和好。
This morning we talked about the first step of the Gospel of Peace, which is to reconcile with God.
因为我们如果没有主耶稣的救恩，我们就是与神为敌，要接受神的愤怒。
If we don't have the salvation of God, then we are enemies with God, and we will receive the wrath of God.
主耶稣来到世上就是要救我们。
Lord Jesus came to the earth to save us.
只要我们愿意相信他。
As long as we are willing to believe in him.
求靠他。
To ask upon him.
主耶稣都会救我们。
That he will save us.
任何时候都不是最晚。
At any time is not too late.
主耶稣在钉十字架的时候，有两个强盗跟他一起钉。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was being nailed on the cross, there were two robbers being nailed with him as well.
主耶稣从早上被钉十字架，早上九点钟被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross at 9 a.m. in the morning.
到三点钟他过世了。
And he passed away at 3 when he lost his breath.
只有六个钟头。
It had only been 6 hours.
他尝尽了人间最痛苦的这种状况。
He experienced the most painful thing among men.
而且是承受灵里面为我们的代罪。
And furthermore, he carried our sins in the spirit.
但是在这么痛苦的当中。
But during this great pain,
他还在传和平的道理。
He was still preaching the gospel of peace.
这就是我们应当学习的。
And this is what we can learn from and pursue.
在自己最困难、最没有办法的时候，还会想到帮助别人。
In our greatest difficulty, when we cannot bear it alone, we still want to help other people.
还想要求让别人告诉福音给别人，让人家也能够得救。
And we still want to preach the gospel to other people, and we hope that others can be saved.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23.
路加福音二十三章，我们来读这一段。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. Let's read this passage.
路加福音二十三章三十三节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 33.
我们就读到四十三节好了。
We'll read to verse 43.
路加福音二十三章三十三节。
Luke 23:33.
到了一个地方名叫咕噜地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。三十四节。
34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就沾揪分了他的衣服。三十五节。
35.
百姓站在那里观看，官府的也嗤笑他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救他自己吧。三十六节，兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋给他送给他喝，说：“你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。”三十八，在耶稣以上有一个牌子，写着：“这是犹太人的王。”三十九节，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”四十节，那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是这样受刑罚。”还不怕神吗？四十一节。
41.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的是与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。四十二节，就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。三十四节，
43.
耶稣对他说：“我实在的告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”这是主耶稣，旁边有两个犯人啊。这两个犯人当中有一个最后悔改得救了。
Jesus had two criminals on both of his sides, and one of them repented and was saved.
我们知道，那个主耶稣被钉在十字架没有几个钟头，他就断气了。
We know that Jesus lost his last breath not many hours after he was crucified.
那两个犯人也跟他同钉，也是没有几个钟头。
And those criminals were also nailed at the same time and didn't have many hours.
没有想到当中的一个犯人最后他求主耶稣原谅他。
And we wouldn't imagine that a criminal at the end asked Lord Jesus to forgive him.
主耶稣当场就接受他。
And at that moment, Jesus accepted him.
这在告诉我们什么？
What is this telling us?
这是告诉我们主愿意我们回到他那里去。
It's telling us that God is willing for us to go back to Him.
主的耶稣来到世上就是要我们跟神和好。
The Lord came onto this earth so that we could be reconciled with Him.
哎，这是最重要的事情。
And this is the most important thing.
这叫福音。
This is called the gospel.
得救的福音啊。
The gospel of salvation.
让神跟人和好。
That man and God can be reconciled.
我们今天所传的就是让人跟神和好。
That which we are preaching today is the reconciliation of God and man.
哎，我们看这一段圣经。
We read this passage in the
Bible. 主耶稣只讲两句话。
Jesus only said two things.
第一句话。
The first thing.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做，他们不晓得。
For they do not know what they do.
第二，最后一句话。
And the last one.
我实在的告诉你。
Surely I say to you.
今日你要跟我回乐园去了。
Today you will be with me in paradise.
就这两句话。
Only these two phrases.
第一句话是赦免的话。
The first is the phrase of forgiveness.
最后一句话是得救的话。
The last sentence is the sentence of salvation.
这当中发生了很多的事情。
And in between there are many things that happened.
啊，这个太伟大了。
And this has been too great.
他被钉在十字架,
he was nailed on the cross.
流宝血,
he shed his precious blood.
下面的人都在笑他,
and everybody below was ridiculing him.
当中的一个强盗都在笑他,
and even a robber among him was laughing at him.
你不是基督吗?
Aren't you the Christ?
你不是旧约里面所预言的救主吗?
Aren't you the Savior that has been prophesied in the Old Testament?
旧约圣经不是预言你要来地上建立一个最强大的国家吗?
Doesn't the Old Testament say that you will come on this earth and establish the greatest nation?
我们都可以靠你得福气吗?
And we will all be blessed through you.
你这个是国王, 怎么会被钉在十字架?
If you're a king, then why would you be nailed on the cross?
你的国在哪里?
Where is your kingdom?
啊，很大部分人都是这样子。
And most of the people are like that.
但是当中只有一个人。
But among them, there's one.
而且那个还是死刑犯。
And this is someone who was sentenced to death.
他竟然良心发现了。
But his conscience, you realize.
他为什么会良心发现?
Why did he realize in his conscience?
就是主耶稣那句话。
It's because of Jesus' phrase.
父啊，赦免我们。
Lord,
赦免他们，因为他们不知道啊。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
我想那个强盗看到主耶稣这么痛苦了，还在求神赦免那些打他的人呢。
I think when this robber saw that Jesus was already so painful, but he was asking the Father to forgive them.
哪里有这种的爱
？Where would such love come from？
这么爱这么强烈
？Such strong love。
人家要打他的敌人，他还要求神赦免他。
The enemies who want to hurt him, he was asking God to forgive these people.
然后他才看到这旁边的人在笑耶稣。
And when he saw these people on the side laughing at Jesus,
他忍不住了。
He couldn't stand it anymore.
他责备那个的强盗。
He rebuked the robber.
哎呀，你想想看。
Think about it.
我们是杀人的，放火，所以才被人家钉死在十字架。
We are murderers. That's why we are on the cross.
你怎么在责备？你怎么在笑主耶稣呢
？Why are you rebuking and ridiculing Lord Jesus?
哎呀，那句话在讲啊。
That sentence is saying.
怎么没有一个有人性的人呢？
There's a sentence that says, how come there's nobody who believes?
哎，没有人性啊，没有 nature of man.
How come there's no nature of man?
好像动物一样啊。
They're just like animals.
十字架下面全部是狗啊。
There's no humanity.
狮子啊，熊啊。
And everybody is a bear, lion, or a dog below.
没有一个有良心的。
And none of them have a conscience.
但是很奇妙的啊。
But very mysteriously,
竟然那么多人没有良心的人当中，有一个人良心发现。
Even though all these people didn't have a conscience, there was one person who realized in his conscience.
当然是圣灵感动那个人。
And of course, this is the Holy Spirit moving this person.
他竟然责备另外一个强盗。
He turned out to have rebuked the other robber.
说主耶稣没有罪。
He said that Lord Jesus does not have sin.
我们有罪。
But we have sin.
我们是不是那个强盗
？Aren't we this robber?
我们应该就是那个强盗。
And we should be this robber.
主耶稣没有罪啊。
The Lord Jesus doesn't have sin.
人有罪啊。
Man has sin.
我有罪啊。
I have sin.
我们可不可以像那个强盗一样
？Can we be just like this robber?
耶稣啊，你得国的时候纪念我。
When you come in your kingdom, Lord Jesus, remember me.
这里没有讲啊，这个强盗怎么知道主耶稣有国
？And this robber, it doesn't mention here how this robber knows that Lord Jesus has a kingdom.
我在想这个强盗跟主耶稣的路线不一样啊。
I feel like the path that this robber took was different from that of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣到处传福音救人。
Lord Jesus went about preaching and saving people.
他是到处去抢人，抢人的东西，
甚至
杀人啊。
To steal people's things and even murder them.
我不晓得他一生当中有没有听过主耶稣讲道过。
I don't know if in his whole life he had listened to Jesus speak sermon.
奇怪呢，这个强盗怎么会知道主耶稣有国呢
？But how does this robber know that Lord Jesus has a kingdom?
而且他还说你得国的时候纪念我。
And he even says that when you come in your kingdom, remember me.
这句话代表什么
？What does this sentence mean?
主耶稣已经要死了，他还有国吗
？Lord Jesus was about to die, and he has a kingdom.
这个强盗认识主耶稣的国在哪里啊？
This robber understands where Lord Jesus' kingdom is.
是属灵的国。
It is a spiritual kingdom.
光记这句话。
And only this phrase.
这个强盗他认识主耶稣啊。
We can see that this robber understands Lord Jesus.
他说你的国来的时候你要纪念我。
When you come in your kingdom, remember me.
他自己也晓得再过几个钟头就死掉了，还有国吗？
He knows that in a few hours he will die, and what kingdom will there be?
那他不是这，他不是指在主耶稣要建立的属灵的国吗？
And isn't he talking about the spiritual kingdom Lord Jesus will establish?
你可以想到这个强盗的悟性啊。
You can imagine
his understanding.
This robber's understanding.
我们要求神给我们有悟性啊。
And we have to ask Lord, the Lord to give us this understanding.
圣经的道理啊，写得很清楚啊。
The words in the Bible are written very clearly.
但是读了，大部分人都读不懂啊。
But most people cannot understand it.
但是神给我们悟性的时候
，But when God gives us understanding,
你会体会到他在讲什么。
You'll understand and experience what it says.
这个强盗
，This robber,
他知道主耶稣将来要得国。
He knew that Lord Jesus will attain His kingdom.
当然，我们信徒都知道了。
And of course, all of us believers know.
主耶稣将来来审判的时候要建立他的国。
The Lord Jesus in the future when he comes he will establish his kingdom in judgment.
新天新地。
The new heaven and earth.
这是我们知道的。
This is what we know.
主耶稣的国不在地面。
The Lord Jesus' kingdom is not on the face of the earth.
但是这个强盗怎么会知道呢？
But how does this robber know?
当然是神感动他了。
Of course it's because Lord Jesus had moved him.
不，我们不要以为我天天来每个礼拜来安息日我就会懂得神的道。
Don't think that I come every week to Sabbath service that I will understand the word of God, not necessarily.
因为啊，那是神的圣灵感动我，我才会明白了。
But it's because the Holy Spirit moved me that I understand.
那个强盗钉在十字架，他听什么道啊？
And that robber, when he was nailed on the cross, what gospel did he listen to?
哎，神感动他。
The Lord moved him.
哎，主耶稣说，你今天要跟我回到天家去，乐园去了。
The Lord Jesus said, you will go with me to paradise today.
你要到我的国度去了。
You will go to my kingdom.
哎呀。这很奥秘啊。
And this is very mysterious.
我们可以看到哈，主耶稣的心啊。
We can see the mind and heart of Lord Jesus.
我们看到主耶稣心就是看到神的心啊。
We see the heart of Lord Jesus, we see the heart of God.
没有一个人见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们要见神，要了解神，就要看主耶稣怎么做。
So for us to see God, to understand God, we have to see what Lord Jesus does.
主耶稣最后一个传道就在这里。
The last preaching of Lord Jesus is here.
断气前呢。
Be right before he
救了这个强盗
he saved this robber.
当然
robber.
这个不是表示说我们今天不要受洗得圣灵不是那个意思
This doesn't mean that we don't need to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
我们要了解主耶稣的心
But we have to understand the heart of God.
主耶稣很愿人悔改
The Lord Jesus wants man to repent.
只要你有一口气
As long as you have one more breath left.
你愿意认罪
And you are willing to admit your sins.
你愿意信耶稣
And you're willing to believe in Jesus.
主耶稣会救你
Lord Jesus will always save you.
当然你不能够救的以后再犯罪了
Of course, after you're saved, you cannot go and sin. That's not good.
所以不要把自己觉得说我自己是一个没有救的人
And so don't think to yourself that I am someone who can't be saved.
有两种人呢，有两种极端的人。
There's two types of people.
一种极端的人听到主耶稣的道理一点感动都没有。
What type of people they are completely not moved when they hear the gospel of Jesus?
他活在他自己当中。
Because they're still living within themselves.
那就不必讲了，他不会信耶稣了。
We don't need to talk about them. They won't believe in Lord Jesus.
因为他信了耶稣也是假的。
Because even if they do believe, it will be fake.
但是另外一种人听了很多的罪的道理。
And there's a lot of people who hear the gospel of sin.
我没有救了。
And they feel I have no point. I can't be saved. And I can never leave this.
主耶稣没有办法救我。
And Lord Jesus will not be able to save me.
主耶稣一定可以救我们。
But Lord Jesus for sure can save us.
你永远都不是太晚。
It is never too late.
只要我有一口气。
As long as I have one breath left.
我们被主耶稣感动的时候。
When we are moved by the Lord Jesus.
要马上抓住机会。
We have to immediately grasp onto this opportunity.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，有个女人呐，那个玛利亚。铺了一个那个很贵的香膏在那身上。
When Lord Jesus was preaching, there was a woman named Mary who poured a very expensive perfume on Lord Jesus.
犹大假冒为善说：“你这个女人啊，这么浪费，为什么不卖30两银子去周济穷人呢？”
Judas hypocritically said that, you foolish woman, why don't you sell this perfume for a year's wage?
然后可以周济穷人呢。
And then you can give it to the poor.
主耶稣责备他。
The Lord Jesus rebuked him.
你不要理这个女人。
Don't listen to this woman.
这个女人是为我所做的，安葬所做的。
Don't mind this woman. She's doing this upon me.
你们常常有穷人。
You have, will have the poor will always be with you.
你随时都可以做好对穷周济穷人。
You can always give to the poor.
但是你们不常有我。
But you will not always have me.
什么叫做常有我
？What does it mean to always have me?
就是当主耶稣感动我的时候。
That is when the Lord Jesus moves me.
你在祷告圣灵感动的时候。
When you're praying and the Holy Spirit moves you.
在神的话上你被感动的时候。
And on the word you have been moved.
你要整个赶快来趋近主耶稣。
You have to completely draw closer to God.
要抓住这个机会。
And grasp onto this whole opportunity.
因为很可能下次没有机会了。
Because it's very possible that next time you won't have this opportunity.
你不知道什么时候神才会再感动你。
You never know when God will move you again.
这个强盗抓住了机会。
And this robber took on to this opportunity.
他就得救了。
And he was saved.
与神和好。
And he was reconciled with God.
主耶稣的例子啊，跟我们很清楚啊。
This example of the Lord Jesus is very clear to us.
我们要与神先和好。
We get to first be reconciled with God.
得到神的赦免。
To receive the remission from God.
住在神的国度里面。
The pardon of God and to live in the kingdom of God.
得到基督的爱。
And then receive the love of Christ.
用基督的爱去爱别人。
And use the love of Christ to help and love other people.
这个就是基督教里面讲的爱。
And this is the love in Christianity.
人家又称为博爱。
And there's a broad type of love.
没有条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
不分高低的爱。
A love that has no high or low levels.
主耶稣说啊，好像那个太阳啊，在照好人，但是也照坏人。
The sun, Lord Jesus says, shines on the righteous and the wicked.
下雨下给好人，也给坏人。
The rain falls on the righteous and the wicked.
这叫做神的爱。
This is called the love of God.
他不会说，嘿。我们是真耶稣教的信徒，所以雨下的特别多，所以你就收成。
You won't say that, because we are true Jewish members, the rain falls especially heavy.
那些啊都是坏人，给他没有水。
And for those who are wicked, give them no water.
这不是神的爱。
This isn't the love of God.
神的爱是无私的爱。
The love of God is without boundary.
因为我们感受到神的爱。
Because we experience the love of God.
那我们就会去。用这个爱爱别人。
The moment we use this love to love other people.
我们下午来看与人和睦。
And in this afternoon, we will study to have peace among men.
怎么人怎么能够与人和睦呢
？How can a man have harmony with man?
我们一般呢、啊，跟人和睦的近的尺寸啊很短。
Typically, the time we have
极限很短。
Typically, the extent to which we have harmony and peace with men is short.
人家对我好，我就对他好。
When someone is good to me, I'll be good to them.
人家对我不好，打我一拳，我也打他一拳。
When someone is not good to me and they hit me, I'll hit them back.
就是以牙还牙。
And this is to return a tooth for a tooth.
这是在个人间的啦。
And this is among men.
但是从神来的就不一样。
But from God, it is different.
因为我们活在以牙还牙的社会里面。
Because we live in a society that is a tooth for a tooth.
每个人都为自己。
Everybody is living for themselves.
所以当然之间没有和平了。
And so of course there is no harmony among men.
那主耶稣来就要达到这个和平。
And so the Lord Jesus comes to achieve this harmony.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
新约圣经的以弗所书是讲教会的真理。
The book of Ephesians in the New Testament is talking about the truth of the church.
在讲教会的真理的最重要的原则讲什么？
The most important principle of the truth of the church is what?
第一章跟第二章。
First and second chapter.
就是讲和与神和好。
It's talking about reconciliation with God.
然后与人和睦。
And then to have harmony among men.
这个就是教会的真理。
And this is the truth of the church.
为什么这个地方叫教会？
Why is this place called church?
因为这里的人，人和人之间是彼此和睦的。
Because men among men have harmony and peace.
我们怎么知道这是神的教会？
How do we know that this is the church of God?
因为看到弟兄姊妹和睦相处。
Because we see peaceful interaction among brothers and sisters.
如果我们当中没有和睦。
If there's no peace among us.
这个就不是神的教会。
This is not the church of God.
因为神救我们就是要让大家和睦。
But because God saves us, he wants us to have peace.
我们看第二章第十一节到十八节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, 11 to 12. 11 to 18.
这里讲犹太人。跟外邦人的和睦。
Here it talks about the unity and harmonization of the Jews and the Gentiles.
我们要了解，因为我们不是犹太人嘛。
And we have to understand that because we are not Jews.
我们当中也没有这一半做的是犹太人，这一半做的是外邦人。
And among us, we do not split seating between Gentiles and Jews.
如果我们今天呢，教会里面这一半是犹太人，这一半不是犹太人，我们想会发生什么事
？And if in this church today one half was Jew on this side and the other side was Gentiles, what would happen?
永远都是这边没有外邦人不敢坐在这边，犹太人也不愿意坐在那边。
Then always the Gentiles will be afraid to sit among the Jews, and the Jews will not wouldn't want to sit with the Gentiles.
然后在餐厅呢，大概也分成两半。
And in the dining hall, there will be two halves as well.
连厨房都分两半。
And even the kitchen will be split.
一半呢中煮犹太菜，另外一半煮中国菜。
And one is Jewish food, the other is Chinese food.
等一下晚上的福音的诗歌布道也分成两半。
And then Hosanna outreach tonight will be split in half as well.
那慕道者跑来一看，你这个教会怎么分两半呢？
And the true seeker will come and think, how come your church is split into two?
奇怪，你们两个人都要叫我信耶稣。
And you guys both want us to believe in Lord Jesus.
到底叫我信哪一个？
And which one should I believe in?
信完以后，我到底要哪一半去啊？
And after I believe, which half do I go to?
下礼拜我来是坐这边还是坐这边？
And next week, do I sit on this side or that side?
了解这当中的问题吗？
Do we understand this problem?
犹太人和外邦人是不在一起的。
The Jews and the Gentiles do not get along.
那个是很深的一个念头啊。
And that is a very deep
deep thought, huh? The concept, huh?
A deep concept.
那个是种在犹太人身上的。
And it has been planted among the Jews.
连彼得后来传福音都没有办法接受这个道理。
And even Peter, when he was preaching, it's hard for him to accept this.
他建立很多教会。
He had established many churches.
他到处讲道。
And he's preached everywhere.
但是他还是不能够接受外邦人啊。
But he still was unable to accept Gentiles.
后来保罗出来传福音啊。
And then Paul came out to preach the gospel.
神叫他明白，这外邦人跟那个犹太人是一样的。
And God allowed him to understand that the Jews and the Gentiles are the same.
保罗传了福音，结果他受了在教会里面受了迫害。
Paul preached the gospel and he was persecuted in the church.
因为有一部分人不喜欢保罗所传的。
Because one part didn't like what Paul's preaching.
所以当时候的状况是很紧张的。
So during that situation, it was very in panic.
我们没有办法很了解，那我们读读看啊。
And we can't really understand, but let's read this.
二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
所以你们应当纪念。你们从前是按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的。这名原是那凭着人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。十二节。
12。
那是你们与基督无关，在以色列的国民之外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。十三节。
13。
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经清净了。十四节。
14。
因他使我们和睦，使两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。十五节。
15。
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此变成了和睦了，成就了和睦。16节。
16。
既然在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这个十字架，使两下归为一，与神和好。17节。
17。
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。18节。
18。
因为我们两下借着他被圣灵所感，得以进到父前来。外邦人跟犹太人是本来是两个没有办法连接在一起的。
And the Gentiles and Jews were two separate groups that could not be connected.
对犹太人来讲，外邦人是没有神的，没有希望的，是到地狱去了。
To the Jews, the Gentiles have no hope and no God, and they are going to hell.
所以犹太人不愿意跟外邦人在一起。
So the Jews were unwilling to be with the Gentiles.
连讲话都不愿意。
And even talking, they're unwilling.
如果要到那个地方啊，要经过外邦人的地方，可能比较保守了，就绕过去了。连他的地我都不想走过去。
And if they have to go through an area where there are Gentiles, if they're more conservative, they might even go around it.
我们脑子里面是不是有一些人你连跟他讲话都不想跟他讲话？
And are there some type of people in our mind that we are not willing to talk to?
那个人可能就是你的外邦人。
And that person is perhaps your Gentile.
我们要学习。
And we have to learn from this.
借着耶稣的血亲近了。
Through the blood of Christ, they can be brought close.
有人讲啊，丈夫妻子的关系啊，那个发展的关系啊，他用画一个三角形哈。
And some people describe the relationship between spouses as a triangle.
这三角形有三点啊。
And there are three points on the triangle.
丈夫妻子。
The husband, the wife.
上面有主耶稣。
And on the top is Lord Jesus.
那这个三角形啊，可以一起缩小，一起变大。
And this triangle can grow small or big together.
跟主耶稣的关系越远的话，丈夫跟或妻子跟主耶稣关系越远，那么这丈夫妻子就关系越远。
And the further away they draw from God, the relationship between the husband and wife will grow further.
丈夫妻子跟神的关系，跟主耶稣关系近了，这个三角形就越来越小， 结果呢，丈夫跟妻子关系就和好了。
And if the husband and the wife grow closer to God, then they will both grow closer to each other.
主耶稣跟外邦人、犹太人就是三角的关系。
And the relationship between Jesus, Gentiles, and Jews is like a triangle.、
如果外邦人跟犹太人都跟主耶稣和好了，那外邦人跟犹太人就和好了。
And if the Gentiles and Jews are both reconciled with God, then they will also be reconciled.、
反过来也是一样。
And it is the same in the other way.、
关系在哪里？
Where's the relationship?
关系在主耶稣。
The relationship is in the Lord Jesus.
关系在主耶稣的宝血。
It is about Lord Jesus' blood.
他这里面提的主耶稣将我们和睦了。
Here mentions that Lord Jesus allowed us to be united.
好像就有平安了。
To have peace.
不再争吵了。
And to not fight.
两下合一啊。
Two has become one.
两下就是犹太人跟外邦人啊。
The two are the Jews and Gentiles.
两下就是我们跟那些我们不喜欢的人啊。
The two are us and those we don't like.
那些不喜欢的人，我们怎么样能够那和睦呢？
How can we have peace with those we don't like?
因为主耶稣啊。
Because the Lord Jesus.
这个就是这个使人和睦的道理。
And this is the gospel that allows man to be reconciled to have peace.
主耶稣已经成就十字架上救恩了。
The Lord Jesus has already fulfilled the salvation on the cross.
和睦的道理已经完成了。
The gospel of peace has been completed.
是从主耶稣的角度来看。
And from the perspective of Lord Jesus has been completed.
就好像主耶稣的救恩已经完成了。
Just like how Lord Jesus' salvation is completed.
他已经为人的罪钉死十字架。
He has already been nailed on the cross for the sins of man.
但是主耶稣的救恩使人和睦的这个果效会不会达成，在乎我们自己。
But the salvation of Jesus for it to be completed is dependent upon us.
从人来看。
From the perspective of man,
我们要信耶稣，
we have to believe in the
Lord
Jesus, 要接
受耶稣的道理，
we have to accept Lord Jesus' gospel,
接受保罗在这里的教训，
we have to accept the teachings of Paul here,
我们就能够放弃人和人之间的不和，
and then we can let go of the disharmony between man,
我们就能够跟主耶稣在一起了，
and then we can be with the Lord Jesus,
我们就可以跟我们不喜欢的人在一起了，
then we can be with the people we don't like,
人家看到了就知道这是神的教会。
And then when people see this, they will see that this is the church of God.
教会一定是使人和睦的。
And the church will always allow people to be harmonized.
神的教会不会使人和人之间分开的。
And the church of God will not let people be split up.
就是有人像犹大那样要出卖主耶稣。
And just like those who are like Judas who betrayed Jesus.
主耶稣也是忍耐，一直要跟他和好，一直到他最后一秒钟。
Lord Jesus was patient with him and wanted to be reconciled with him even to the last minute.
教会的真理就在这里。
And the truth of the church is here.
这是我们当追求的。
And this is what we should pursue.
当然我们不完全。
Of course we're not perfect.
我们做了很多的错误的地方。
We've done a lot of wrong things.
我们要求主耶稣原谅我们。
And we ask Lord Jesus to forgive us.
回到神的话里面。
To return to the word of God.
如果我们愿意回到神的话。
If we're willing to return to the
word of God. 我们就在主耶稣里面。
Then we are inside of Lord Jesus.
如果我们不愿意回到神的话。
If we're unwilling to return to the word of God.
你就在神的外面。
Then we are outside of the Lord Jesus.
圣经的道理非常简单。
And this is very simple. Teaching the Bible.
哥林多前书告诉我们要跟人和睦。
And 1 Corinthians teaches us to be reconciled with men.
甚至于告诉我们不要到外面去告别人。
And to not even go outside to sue other people.
因为我们有主耶稣。
Because we have the Lord Jesus.
有神。
Because we have God.
因为深渊在神啊。
Then we should plant ourselves deeply in God.
那最后一节十八节。
Last verse in verse 18.
两下借着。被一个圣灵感动进到神那里来。
The two were moved by the Holy Spirit and they entered into God.
圣灵是有一个很重要的意义。
The Holy Spirit has a very important meaning.
以弗所书四章第三节，就是使信徒合而为一。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3, the Spirit allows people to be united.
我们对圣灵啊，这个认识有时候不太清楚。
Perhaps we do not understand this all the time.
我们以为圣灵就是我祷告讲灵言很大声了。
We think that the Holy Spirit is when we pray and we speak in tongues very loudly.
圣灵有很多的功用。
The Holy Spirit has a lot of functions.
有一个很重要的功用。
Very important function is
使人和睦。
To allow people to be united.
这是非常非常的重要。
And this is very very important.
圣灵会使我们当中合而为一。
So、the Holy Spirit will allow all of us to be united.
这是圣灵的一个很重要的功用。
And this is a very important function of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里才讲借着圣灵感动到父那里来。
And that's why it says here that through the movement of the Holy Spirit we can come before the Father.
我们再参考一节圣经。
Let's look at another passage.
哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十二章十三节。
First Corinthians 12:13.
他在讲教会是一个身体。
He's saying that the church is a body.
每一个信徒都是肢体，身体里面的肢体。
And every believer is part of the body.
只有一个身体。
There's only one body.
没有两个身体。
There's not two bodies.
我们看十三节，十二章十三节。
First Corinthians 12:13.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。这个教会是怎么成立的
？How was this church established?
从圣灵受洗。
From the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
而且只有一个圣灵，不是两个圣灵。
For through the Holy Spirit and through baptism, and there's only one Holy Spirit, not two.
教会是圣灵受洗成立的。
And so the church is established by baptism and the Holy Spirit.
一个圣灵成为一个教会。
One Holy Spirit establishes one church.
不可能成为两个教会。
It cannot establish two.
不可能成为两个身体。
It is impossible to establish two bodies.
如果有人把它弄成两个身体。
If there are two bodies,
那神要找他。
And someone does, and someone splits the body into two, then the God will look for him.
因为只有一个圣灵。
Because there's only one spirit.
不可能有两个意思。
And it's impossible to have two intentions.
这是教会的建立。
This is the establishment of the church.
那教会要怎么持守呢？
Then how can the church keep going?
因于一位圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
Drink.
Through the drinking of the Holy Spirit.
我们喝水就是要我们让我们的活命。
We drink water so that we can live.
继续活下去。
To continue living.
我们怎么教会能够继续发展下去？
And how can the church keep going?
要在一位圣灵里面。
We have to be in one spirit.
同样饮那个，同样喝那个一个圣灵。
And for all of us to be drinking of this one spirit.
同样被一个圣灵感动。
And together to be moved by the same spirit.
如果一个圣灵不可能感动成两个教会的方向吧。
And one spirit cannot move the church to go in opposite directions.
不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
那我们要检讨我们自己。
So we have to reflect upon ourselves.
不是圣灵的问题。
It's not the problem of the Holy Spirit.
是我人的问题。
It's the problem of man.
所以我们要很小心。
So we have to be very careful.
圣灵来一定会让我们跟人和睦。
The Holy Spirit comes for so that there can be harmony among men.
有人讲啊。
And someone has said before.
那怎么办呢？我想跟他和睦，他不跟我和睦，那我
怎么办？What should I do? I want to make peace with someone, but he doesn't want to do it with me.
就是别人不跟我和睦。
And it's even if someone doesn't want to make peace with
me. 我也是继续要跟他和睦。
I will continue to make peace with them.
他不跟我和睦是他跟神的问题。
If they will not make peace with me, that is their problem with God.
我要跟他和睦是我跟神的问题。
I will want to make peace with them. That is my issue with God.
如果人家不跟我和睦要怎么办？
If somebody doesn't want to make peace with me, then what should I do?
是有这样的事吗？
Is there such a situation?
当然有。
Of course there is.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
主耶稣保罗在讲和睦的道理。
Paul is talking about the gospel of peace.
给我们几个原则。
And there are a few principles.
也是主耶稣所讲的原则。
It is also the principles that Lord Jesus said.
罗马书十二章十七节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 17.
十七节到二十一节。
17 to 21.
第一个原则。
The first principle.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。第十八节。
18.
若是能行，总要尽力与人和睦。十八节讲，我们要尽量跟人家和睦。
In verse 18, it says we have to try our best to make peace with men.
他这里讲说，假如能够行的话。
Here it says if it is possible.
所以事实上有时候不可能
啊。So in reality, sometimes it is impossible.
你想跟他和睦。
You want to make peace with them, but they will not want to make peace with you.
但是这里圣经告诉我们，我们要尽力跟人家和睦。
But here, the Bible says as much as depends on you, so you have to try your best.
就是刚才我讲的。
And just like what I said before.
不要管别人。
Don't care about others.
我主动要跟他和睦。
I want to actively make peace with him.
他不要跟我和睦。
And he doesn't want to make peace with me.
那是他的事。
That's his problem.
第一个原则。
And the first principle.
第二个原则是什么？
The second principle.
不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil with evil.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 5, Lord Jesus says.
以恶报恶，以牙还牙是旧约的。
To repay evil with evil, to return a tooth with a tooth is a standard in the Old Testament.
那个旧约里面律法一般的原则都是这样。
And the Old Testament law typically is like this.
其实啊，旧约的表面上看是那样，到主耶稣一解释啊，变成爱了。十条诫命变成两条，爱神爱人。
In fact, on the surface, the Old Testament seems to be saying this, but in reality, it is love. The whole Ten Commandments is to love God and man.
我们常常认为旧约就是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And when we look at the Old Testament, we always think of it as a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye.
其实我们看错了。
But in fact, we have seen this
incorrectly. 主耶稣一解释变成爱了。
When Lord Jesus describes it, it becomes love.
不要与恶人作对。
Do not return evil to an evil man.
换句话说，人家打我一拳，我不。回打他一拳。
In other words, if someone hits me, I will not hit them back.
但是如果人家打我一拳，
But if someone hits me,
如果在法律的允许之下，
than under the law.
你可以问他，你为什么打我？
You can ask them, why have you hit me?
但是你不必打他一拳。
But you have no need to hit them back.
主耶稣在受审判的那，被人家刷了一个耳光。
And when Jesus was being receiving judgment, he was hit on the face.
主耶稣问他说，你怎么打我？
He asked, why did you hit me?
我有没有讲错？
Did I say anything
wrong? 我讲错，你打我可以。我没讲错，你为什么打我？
If I spoke incorrectly, then you can hit me. But if I didn't speak incorrectly, then why did you hit me?
我们可以用法律的方法帮助我们。
And we can use the way of the law to help ourselves to protect our lives.
保罗被人家下到监牢，让人家打他。
Paul was thrown into prison and people beat him.
他说，我有罗马的公民。
And then he said, I have citizenship under the Romans.
照法律来讲，你不能没有审问，你不能打我。
And under the law, you cannot hurt me if I have not been under trial.
他用他的罗马公民生出来就是罗马公民保护他自己。
He used his Roman citizenship by birth to protect himself.
这里讲是不要以恶报恶。
Here it says, do not repay evil with evil.
人家欺负我。
If someone is picking on me.
我就放在心里面。
Then I'll keep it in my heart.
三年报仇不完。
And then 3 days will not even be enough to repay evil.
我忍耐三年。
And I will be patient for 3 years. And one day when I have this opportunity,
我叫你爬不起来。
I will not allow you to climb back up.
本金加利息就加在你身上。
And I will add upon.
这叫做以恶报恶。
Add upon this to you, and this is repaying evil with evil.
不要。
And Lord Jesus says not to do this.
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath.
因为经上说，伸冤，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
我们相信，如果跟人家有冲突了，让人家先选。
And we believe that if we have a disagreement with someone else, then we will let others decide first.
神会祝福我。
And the Lord will bless him.
我不在乎眼前的利益。
I do not care about the gains in front of my eyes.
我有神同在，神随时随地都会祝福。
I have the abundance of God, and God will guide me in everything.
你做错了，神会处罚你。
If you do something wrong, God will punish you.
因为我相信神是最后的审判。
Because I believe that God is the final judge.
我们读的这种圣经啊，就是要靠信心啊。
And when we read these type of passages, we have to have faith.
什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
就是圣经讲的话，我完全相信。
It is whatever is said in the Bible, I believe completely.
然后我在日常生活当中，我可以让步。
And in my daily life, I will give way.
我相信神，我有做最后的决定。
I believe that God will give the final judgment.
不是今天，
not today.
今天好像你很得意。
Today it seems
you are very prosperous.
Today it seems that you have prospered.
但是不是今天啊。
But it's not today.
神有审判的那一天。
God will have His day of judgment.
不是时候不到啊，不是不报啊，是时候未到啊。
It's not that God will not repay, but the time has not been up.
将来神一定有审判。
And in the future, God will have His judgment.
第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
他说：“仇敌饿了给他吃，渴了给他喝，因为你们这样行，就把炭火浇在他的头上。”二十一节，你们不要以恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。什么？这叫做以善胜恶了。
And this is to overcome evil with good.
什么叫做以善胜恶？
What does it mean to overcome evil with good?
当你的仇敌，
once your enemy,
他需要人帮助的时候，
and they need someone to help.
当然他不需要你帮助，你不去帮，不他，你去帮助他没有用的。
If you help them when they don't need help, then it's useless.
但是他需要帮助。
But when they do need help,
他已经走投无路了。
And they've already gone to a dead end.
他需要有人帮助他。
And they need someone to help them.
你那个时候帮助他。
At that time, you help them.
你会让他感到羞耻。
And you will allow them to feel shame.
好像炭火堆在他头上烧的他要他很难过。
As if you are heaping coals on a fire on his head, very painful.
这叫做以善胜恶。
And this is to overcome evil with good.
圣经人啊，圣经里面有好几个例子。
And there are so many examples in the Bible.
与人和睦。
To be reconciled with man.
这是非常重要的道理。
This is a very important truth.
因为约翰一书告诉我们，
because 1 John tells us,
我们爱人，因为神先爱我。
We love man because God first loved us.
如果有一个人说他爱神而不爱人，
if there's a person who says that he loves God but not man,
恨弟兄的话，
and to hate his brother,
这人爱神的心是假的，
then the love of this person to God is fake.
一个爱神的人一定会爱神所爱的人。
And if someone truly does love God, then they will love the people that God loves.
因为所有的罪人悔改都是神所爱的。
Because all the sinners that have repented are those that God loves.
我们也是。
And us as well.
因为我们得到神的爱。
Because we have received the love of God.
基督的爱赦免我们。
The love of Christ has pardoned us.
所以我们也会爱那些我们认为不可爱的人。
And so we will love those who we feel is impossible to love.
我常常提醒我自己，那个亚伯拉罕对罗德。
I often remind myself of what Abraham and Lot's interaction was.
亚伯拉罕是信心的父亲。
Abraham was the father of faith.
但是他的爱心非常的大。
But his heart of love was extremely great.
其实圣经告诉我们了，信心跟爱心是合在一起的。
And in fact, the Bible tells us that faith and love are combined.
加拉太书第五章第六节，生爱心的信心。
And Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 says that we have to go deep into the truth of love.
Faith through love.
Faith through love.
这个信心是经过爱心出来的。
And so this faith comes out of love.
信心看不出来。
And faith cannot be seen.
但是这个人因为有信心，因为信神，他就会爱人，爱他不喜欢的人。
And because this person has faith, they will love other men, and they will love those that they don't like.
创世纪十二章开始讲亚伯拉罕的故事。
Genesis chapter 12 starts to talk about the story of Abraham.
他七十五岁跟神。
When he was 75, he started to follow God.
他信神。
He believed in God.
信神每一句话。
He believed in every word of God.
一直到一百七十五岁。
All the way until he was 175.
从小的时候，他就把罗德他的弟弟的儿子他的侄子当做他的儿子。
And since he was young, he had taken his nephew Lot as his son.
因为他自己没有儿子。
Because he didn't have a son himself.
后来他们到了迦南地。
But then he went to the land of Canaan.
后来他们又搬到埃及去。
And then they moved to Egypt.
大家越来越有钱了。
And everybody got wealthier.
那回到迦南地以后。
And they came back to the land of Canaan.
他们有很多的仆人。
They had a lot of servants.
每个人都有很多的仆人。
Everyone had a lot of slaves.
他们没有办法继续再住。
And they couldn't live together anymore.
我们看罗德亚伯拉罕怎么对待罗德。
We look at how Abraham treated Lot.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第八节。
12 verse 8.
创世纪十二章第八节。
Genesis 12 verse 8.
十二章第八节。亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，原文做弟兄。”第九节，遍地不是都在你眼前吗？请你我离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。这个
13 verse 8 to 9。
这个亚伯兰显出来让步的精神。
And so Abraham had the spirit of giving way.
他要跟神罗德和睦。
He wanted to make peace with Lot.
但是有时候没有办法了，一定要让人家选。
But many times you can't, and you have to let other people choose.
我们想要跟人和睦的人，一定要让人先选。
If we want to make peace with man, then we have to let others choose first.
谁都想先选啊。
Everybody wants to choose first.
因为选的先选，我先好的啊。
Because if you can choose first, you'll take the best.
为什么？因为我们以自己为中心在过活。
Because we are self-centered.
如果我们以神为中心过活
，If we were God-centered, if we were
living, 我们就知道。要爱他
then we will know that we have to love this person and to make peace with them.
让神来做公平的审判。
We allow God to be the judge of justice.
在人的当中
and among men,
让人家先选。
We allow others to choose first.
你先讲
you can speak first.
你选完了我再选。
After you have chosen, I'll choose.
这叫做不可伸冤啊，宁可让步啊。
And this is to allow way for other people to yield.
这个罗德很不客气，就选了最好的地方。
And this Lot was not so courteous, and he chose the best.
选那个剩下的石头地，没有草的地方，没有办法养羊的地方，给自己的大伯。
And the rocky places with no pasture that is difficult to raise sheep, he gave to his great uncle.
他从小都是他大伯把他养大了，好像爸爸养养大。
And his uncle is the one who had raised him like a father.
他竟然没有一点报恩的心啊。
But he didn't have a heart of repay.
这种人。像人吗
？Is this type of person like a person？
他的大伯亚伯拉罕有没有生气呢
？Was his uncle Abraham angry？
因亚伯拉罕交给神呐、
啊。But Abraham handed everything to God。
让神去审判。
And he allowed God to judge。
你知道发生什么事吗
？Do you know what happened later？
到十四节。
When we come to verse 14 verse 14。
罗德离开亚伯拉罕以后，神对亚伯拉罕说：“知道发生什么事吗？”
Do you know what happened to what the Lord said to Abraham later?
这个不让步的人离开以后
After this person who is unyielding left,
神单独跟亚伯拉罕讲话
God spoke to Abraham individually.
神单独的祝福亚伯拉罕
God individually blessed Abraham.
当那个不让步的人离开以后，神祝福这个让步的人。
And when the unyielding person left, God met with this yielding person.
我们要得到神的福气吗
Do we want to receive the blessing of God?
我们就要做照神的话去做。
Then we have to act in accordance with God's word.
表面上我吃亏了。
On the surface, I'm at loss.
罗德取了最好的地方走了。
Lot has taken the best land and left.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，你这块地随便你看都是你的。
God told Abraham, everything that you see here will be yours.
你的地，你的后裔要像海边的沙那么多。
And your descendants will be like the sand on the seashore.
哎，每一次啊，我们如果看亚伯拉罕的故事啊，你会发觉到，每一次亚伯拉罕按照神的话去做的以后。
If we look at the Bible, every time Abraham did in accordance with what God told him,
几乎每一次神就出现跟他讲话,
almost every time God appears and talks to him.
每一次讲话就是祝福,
every time talking to Abraham, he's blessing him.
到了22章,
all the way until chapter 22,
神说把你的以撒上献上去,
he said to offer up your Isaac, the one that you had when you were 100.
他也照做了,
and he still did it.
神就非常的高兴,
and God was extremely pleased.
可以给圣经里面讲的祝福里面可能是最大的祝福,
perhaps this is the greatest blessing in the Bible.
对人间讲最大的祝福,
among men this is the greatest blessing that was given.
因为神发誓祝福他,
because God appeared and blessed him.
你的海边，你的后裔啊，像天上的星，海边的沙那么多,
that your descendants will be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore.
你的子孙要打得到仇敌的城门,
and your descendants will break down the walls of the enemy.
你将来的一个子孙, 万族都要得到福气,
and through one of your offspring, all nations will be blessed.
亚伯兰以后, 2000年以后,
and 2000 years later after Abraham, 哎,
主耶稣降生了,
the Lord Jesus came down.
主耶稣就是神对亚伯兰那天讲的那句话, 万民都要因为你一个子孙得福啊。
And it is just like what Abraham has was what was spoken to Abraham that day. Through one of your offspring, all men will be blessed.
因为2000年以后, 保罗在加拉太书第三章解释了那条经节。
Because 2000 years later in Galatians chapter 3, Paul described that passage.
一个子孙就是基督。
That one seed, one offspring is the Lord Jesus.
哎, 我们要得到福气吗?
Do we want to receive blessing?
我们要听神的话。
Then we have to listen to the word of God.
与人和睦,
and we have to make peace with man.
而且要让步,
and we also have to yield.
让人家先选,
to give way to others.
表面上在世界上, 我们失掉了利益,
on the surface, we have lost gain.
但是在灵里面, 神要大大的祝福我们,
but in the spirit, the Lord will greatly bless us.
到了14章啊, 这个罗德住的所多玛城被人家打败了连他自己也都被俘虏走了。
And in chapter 14, living in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was defeated by others and even taken away.
因为时间原因我们就不念了,
and because of time, we will not read it.
亚伯兰带着他家里318个人, 还有他的同伴去救他。
And Abraham took the 318 people in, with him to go and fight and save Lot.
哎, 仇敌饿了,给他吃啊。
And so when your enemy is hungry, you should feed him.
主耶稣讲的。
That's what the Lord Jesus said.
你当中里面有个小子饿了，你给他吃啊。
And if there is a little one among you who is hungry and you give him something to eat,
你就坐在我的身上啊。
Then you have done this upon me.
亚伯拉罕没有说你这个罗德这么不懂事，不理你了，不睬你了。 你看，就是你做恶事，所以才被敌人抓走了。
Abraham didn't say that, you little one, you have didn't listen to me, so that's why you're being taken away. I'm not going to pay attention to you anymore.
他为什么要救罗德？
Why did he go save Lot?
因为就是他讲的那句话,
because of that thing he said.
你我是骨肉啊,
you and I are of the same flesh.
是分不开的,
we cannot be separated.
是我的手啊,
it's like you're my
我手在痛,
hand.
我怎么不去救呢?
And my hand is hurting, then why should I not save it?
哎, 爱人如己不是这个意思吗?
To love others as yourself, isn't this, 哎, this meaning?
圣经讲的夫妻道理不是这个意思吗?
And isn't this the gospel of a husband and a wife?
妻子就是丈夫的一个肢体啊,
the wife is part of the body of the husband.
对这个肢体我当然是顾惜保养啊,
and to this body I will nourish and take care of it.
你怎么会是欺负这个肢体呢?
And would you go and hurt your own body? This is not according to God's word.
这就是两人一体的道理啊。
And this is the gospel of the one body.
不但是夫妻,
and not only husband and wife.
跟弟兄姊妹也是一体的。
Brothers and sisters, we are all one body.
罗德在受敌人的攻打,
and Lot was,
罗德被人家抓走了,
Lot was taken away by other people.
就好像他自己被抓走了一样,
it is as if Abraham himself was taken away.
拼着老命啊, 就把他救出来,
and he risked his own life to save him.
为仇敌祷告啊,
to pray for our enemies.
主耶稣说, 你要为仇敌祷告,
Lord,
爱仇敌,
Lord Jesus says to love your enemies and pray for them.
亚伯兰为罗德祷告,
Abraham prayed for Lot.
后来神要这个用火来毁灭索多玛和摩拉,
and God wanted to use fire to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为神跟亚伯兰关系很好,
and because God and Abraham's relationship was very good,
神自己讲, 我要做的事情, 我怎么能够隐瞒亚伯拉罕呢? 神说啊, 神对自己讲, 我将要毁灭索多玛城这件事啊, 我不能够隐瞒, 不能够不让亚伯兰知道。
And then God said that my plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, I shouldn't keep it away from Abraham.
哎, 因为他们关系很好,
because they have a very good relationship.
这个就是代表我们啊,
and this represents us.
我们要跟平常之间跟神的关系好,
and normally we should have a very good relationship with God.
我们需要神的时候,
so that when we need God, of course God will help
你,
us.
你平常之间关系不好,
and if you normally have a bad relationship
那,
with God,
那就很难明白神的话,
then it's difficult for you to understand the word of God. And so God told Abraham, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because their sin is too deep.
哎, 创世纪18章,
and Genesis chapter 18.
亚伯拉罕向神求了六次,
and God asked, Abraham asked God 6 times.
哎, 有这么多义人, 你要毁灭吗?
If there are this many righteous people, will you destroy?
你是公义的神,
you are a righteous God.
哎, 他连罗德的名字都没有提出来,
and he didn't even mention Lot's name.
他带祷他连罗德名字没有提出来,
and in his intercession, he didn't even mention the name of Lot.
神知不道知道他在为谁祷告啊?
But then God knows who he's praying for.
当然知道啊,
of course.
他是为了罗德祷告,
he's praying for Lot.
创世纪19章,
Genesis chapter
19, 29. Genesis chapter 19, verse 29. 正在倾覆罗德所住的之城的时候，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来。神垂听了亚伯兰的祷告，
God listened to the prayer of Abraham.
把那个城毁灭了，
He destroyed the city.
但是救了那个亚伯兰所带导的那个人罗德，
But God saved the person whom Abraham interceded for, Lot.
为仇敌祷告啊，
to pray for our enemies.
仇敌在需要我们的时候，
when our enemies need them,
我们一定要帮助他，
then we should help them.
他饿了， 我们要给他吃，
when they're hungry, we should feed them.
他渴了， 我们要给他喝，
when they're thirsty, we should give them water to drink.
我们如果这样做， 就以善胜恶了。
Then when we do that, we overcome evil with good.
什么叫做与人和睦？
What does it mean to make peace with man?
这是一个很实际的问题。
This is a very practical
第一个,
question.
我们要基于神的爱,
the first is that we have to have the love of Christ.
因为有基督的爱在我们里面, 我们才可以爱别人。
Because we have the love of Christ inside of us, we can love other people.
如果我们没有基督的爱,
if we don't have the love of God,
我们就没办法爱别人,
then we cannot love other people.
这是很明显的。
This is very obvious.
我们看到有一些人啊, 他表现有点奇怪。
We see some people, their behavior is kind of strange.
他没有办法表现爱心出来。
They can't display love.
很多人都不喜欢这个人。
And many people don't like this person.
但是如果你仔细去了解这个人的话，
But if you carefully try to understand this person,
他为什么他不能够爱别人？
Why can this person not love other people?
很多时候你会发现到， 这个人在成长当中没有领受过爱。
And you realize that this person, when he or she was growing up, did not receive love.
在他小的时候,
when this person was younger,
没有人爱他,
nobody loved this person.
哎, 可能父母太忙了,
perhaps the parents were too busy.
没有时间,
they didn't have time.
他感到, 常常感到是孤独的,
and they often felt lonely.
没, 世界上没有人要我,
that in this world, nobody really wants me.
好像孤儿一样,
as if an orphan.
他就没有安全感,
and this person didn't have a sense of security.
当他长大以后,
so when this person grew up,
遇到很多的困难的时候,
they encountered a lot of difficulties.
他就忍受不了,
then they couldn't take it anymore.
他常常就精神就失常了,
and many times they'll have a nervous breakdown.
因为他精神上受不了了,
because they cannot take it.
因为他精神上受不了,
and because they cannot take this anymore.
他就没有办法正常做事了,
they cannot do things normally.
他也没有办法上班了,
they can't even work.
哎,很多人就因此就更讨厌他。
And because of this, a lot of people hate this person even more.
这就是人的社会啊。
And this is the society of man.
我们要怎么样能够打破这个关系啊?
But how can we break through this relation?
只有从基督的爱。
Only through the love of Christ.
当基督的爱到我的里面以后,
when the love of Christ comes inside of me,
我才晓得什么叫做爱。
Then I will understand what love truly is.
保罗就这样讲啊。
That's what Paul said.
哎,基督的爱到我里面,
that the love of Christ has come into me.
我才晓得神就是爱。
And that's how I know that God is love.
不是我爱神,
not that I love God,
乃是神差遣他的独生子为我的罪做了挽回祭。
But that God has sent his one and only son to be a sacrifice of atonement for my sin.
这就是爱了。
And that is love.
哎, 当我们在这个基督的爱深入以后,
when we have entered into deeply into
像保罗一样,
the love of Christ, just like Paul,
他就可以爱别人了。
Then we will be able to love other people.
保罗到处传福音, 到处被人家追杀。
Paul was preaching the gospel and being pursued to be killed by many people.
哎, 但是他没有反抗,
but he did not go against it. He kept going forward to preach.
这个城不能传,
if I cannot preach in the city, I'll go to another one.
他被人家关到监牢里面去了,
when he was locked in jail,
他还是继续传,
he still continued preaching.
半夜在监牢里面竟然唱诗,
in the middle of the night in the jail, he was singing hymns.
哎, 囚犯都在听啊,
And the others were listening.
突然之间地震啊，城的囚犯的监牢的那个门都打开了。
And all of a sudden there was an earthquake and all the doors in jail were open.
但是很奇妙的，没有一个犯人敢跑走。
But mysteriously, none of the prisoners ran away.
因为大家看到保罗有神的同在。
Because everybody saw that Paul had the abidance of God.
在那个时候，禁足要自杀。
And at that time, the jailer wanted to commit suicide.
保罗禁止他传福音给他。
But Paul stopped him and preached the gospel to him.
让他们全家人也得救。
And allowed their whole family to be saved.
为什么保罗可以这样做？
How is Paul able to do this?
因为保罗说啊，基督的爱激励我。
Because Paul says that the love of Christ compels me.
有基督的爱。
To have the love of Christ.
我们就可以爱别人了。
Then we can love other people.
就爱那些我们不能爱的人。
And we will be able to love those we cannot love.
反过来讲。
And on the other way around.
如果我今天不能够爱那个有一些人我不能爱的话。
And if there are some people today I cannot love.
那就是表示我还没有完全的有基督的爱。
And this means I have not completely attained the love of Christ.
保罗在以弗所书那里讲。
Paul says in Ephesians.
我们要求祷告，求圣灵让我明白基督的爱。
We have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand the love of God.
基督神圣灵会把神的爱轰轰轰轰的浇灌在我里面。
And God will pour down the love of Christ into us.
我们要相信神的话。
We have to believe the word of God.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第八节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
罗马书第五章第八节讲什么是神的爱的显明呢？
And Romans chapter 5 verse 8 talks about what the manifestation of God's love is.
第八节。五章八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督还在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此显明了。神的爱在哪里显明呢？在基督为我们罪还在做罪人的时候为我们死。
Where was the love of God manifested? And that is when Christ died for us when we were still sinners.
我们怎么会知道这件事情呢？
How can we know this thing?
第五节
verse 5,
五章的第五节
5 verse 5,
下半句
the last half.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里啊。
Because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
神的爱怎么会到我的心里面呢？
How did the love of God come into my heart?
因为圣灵啊。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗就这样祷告。
And that's why Paul prayed in this way.
我们要求神借着圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我心里面。
We have to ask the love of God to be poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
因为神的爱是神的事。
Because the love of God are the things of God.
只有圣灵能够解释神的事。
And only the Spirit of God can understand and explain the things of God.
所以我们今天讲的这个和平的福音。
And today we talked about the gospel of peace.
要与神和好。
That we have to make peace with other men.
与人和睦。
And make peace with God and also make peace with man.
这不是一个理论。
And this is not a theory.
这是神的救恩。
This is the salvation of God.
我们求圣灵，等一下我们祷告的时候求圣灵让我明白这个道理。
And next when we pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand this truth.
如果我没有办法明白，产生信心。
If I cannot understand and believe in it.
我们应当知道，我们要求圣灵让我明白神的爱，基督的爱。
We have to know that we have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand the love of Christ.
我信。
If I believe.
但信不足。
I believe, but my belief is not enough.
求主加添。
And we ask God to add belief to me.
这是我们应当所祷告祈求的一个真正的态度。
And this is a true attitude we should have when we are praying.
我们常常要保持这个态度。
We should always maintain this attitude.
因为圣灵神的事啊是无止限的。
Because the things of God, the Holy Spirit, are all limitless things.
没有一个人说我学会了，把主耶稣学会，没有不可能的。
Nobody says that I have learned the Lord Jesus.That is impossible.
因为我们活在这个肉体上面。
Because we live in the flesh.
要明白那个看不见的属灵的神的事啊，那不是不可能的。
And to understand the unseen things, the spiritual things, is not impossible.
只有谦卑，求圣灵，学向圣灵学习，一点一点的学习。
But when we have a humble heart, then we can learn through the Holy Spirit one by one.
愿神带领我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide us.
将我们所听到的道理。
That the gospel that we have heard
存在心上
can be inside of our hearts.
即使今天你好像不了解
and perhaps it seems today that you don't understand.
但是你不要紧
but do not.
你放着
but do not worry. You just put it in your heart.
有一天神会让我了解
and one day God will let me understand.
我年轻的时候听到这种道理
and when I was young, I heard these truths.
那时候年长的这些工人就讲你放着没有关系
and these older members said that you just leave it in your heart, don't worry
经过了几十年
and after 10 some years,
我慢慢了解了。
Then I slowly started to understand.
现在神叫我把它讲给你们听。
And now God has told me to speak this to you.
我也告诉你们。
And I also tell you.
你把它放着。
then just put it in your heart.
神会在他这个他的时间里面，他在神的时间里让你了解。
And in His time, God will help you understand.
不也神不会勉强我们。
And God will not force us.
神一定会让我们了解的。
God of course will let us understand.
因为他是最独一的真神啊。
And do we have to be afraid? This is the one true God.
那我们现在再一起来祷告十五分钟。
And now we will kneel down and pray for 15 minutes together.
将我们今天的聚会啊，这所有的一切啊。的赞美交给神。
And we hand all of the praises and the services to God today.
等一下我们要准备晚上的诗歌布道。
Later we prepare for the Hosanna outreach tonight.
晚上的诗歌布道，我们更要求神带领我们。
Even more, we ask God to guide us in our evangelical event tonight.
让人明白基督的爱。
So that man can understand the love of Christ.
让人能够感受主耶稣。
So that people can feel and experience Lord Jesus.
让每一个人被基督的爱所充满。
So that everybody can be filled with the love of Christ.
而且还会可以爱别人。
And also be able to love other people.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray together.